I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A judge in Pakistan has resigned after allegedly being linked to a blasphemy business gang. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains.
It was quite unethical that the way they were trying to trap people into some sort of blasphemy against Islam or against Muhammad or against the Quran, and then making sure that those charges would go through.
The judge from the Lahore High Court stepped down earlier this month, citing personal reasons. The court has pushed for an investigation into the growing number of blasphemy cases where Christians and other religious minorities are often the target.
We need to pray that the truth would continue to come forward, that people would be courageous in exposing what is happening with this group, and hopefully seeing that this group would be dismantled.
And for 6 long years, a stomach ulcer plagued Samrina's childhood in India. Doctors couldn't even help. Then, Samrina's parents heard about Mission India's 10-day Children's Bible Club. Although they weren't believers, her parents figured it would be a fun distraction. At the Bible Club, Samrina heard the gospel for the first time, and with childlike faith, she prayed for healing in Jesus' name. Raina Miller with Mission India says,
by the end of that 10-day Bible Club, Samrina was healed. She was finally free from pain. She eventually regained her strength fully. And her parents knew that it was a miracle.
You can help more Indian children like Samrina know freedom in Christ. From now till April 21st, every dollar donated to Mission India's 10-Day Children's Bible Club will be doubled. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.